This week, this Shabbos is the first of the four parshas of the Dalet parshas, Shabbos parshas Shkolim, which is Medina, the Mishnah, brought a Megillah Daf Chavtes Amud Aleph. At a first glance, we would think that this mitzvah of Nesinus Machtes HaShekel is not applicable, is not Negeya, Bezmanenu, Bezmana Beis HaMikdash. However, we're going to discuss today, Be'ezus Hashem, that we'll see how it could be negeya this mitzvah, Nesinus Machtes HaShekel, by every Shabbos and Yom Tov. The mitzvah of Machtes HaShekel is a mitzvah Medeiraisa, which is brought in the parsha that we're going to read this week, Parshas Tisisa. The mitzvah Menatoyer of Machtes HaShekel, which is brought in the Rambam Sefer Minyan HaMitzvah, brings it as well as also in the Chinuch. And obviously, it's only noyig b'zman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, because the mitzvah of Machtes HaShekel was to give for the karbonis. So it's only negeya the nesinus Machtes HaShekel b'zman that he's karbonis. B'zman that he's no karbonis, he's no need to give Machtes HaShekel. Pretty obvious. So memeilu l'chayru what would come out b'zmanenu, there's no mitzvah. We can't be makayim the mitzvah's Machtes HaShekel. And actually, this that we give Machtes HaShekel, like the Ramah says, this that we give now before Purim, it's only a minig, it's a zecher, it's even brought, you shouldn't say that this is Machtes HaShekel, you should say it's a zecher, but we're not being mekayim the mitzvah. However, we'll see that it might actually, yes, be negeya, this mitzvah, nesinus Machtes HaShekel, even bezmanenu. Why? The Mishnah in Shkolim, that Mishnah Aleph, Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, in the Mishnah's Mavur, that Noshim are potter from Nesinus Machtes HaShekel. They're potter. So is brought in the Rambam. The Rambam says the reason why they're potter is because it says in the parasha what we're going to read in Kisisa, Kolo Iver Ala Pekudim, everybody that's counted should bring a Machtes HaShekel. So only those that are counted bring a Machtes HaShekel, and Memela only from 20 and up, and not Noshim. Noshim are not counted, you don't bring Machtes HaShekel. The Rav actually brings a different drasha. Interesting, he says that the pasuk says v'nosnu ish koifer nafshei. That's the Machtes HaShekel is a koifer nefesh. So ish v'loy isha. But the bottom line is that this mitzvah min haTorah of Machtes HaShekel is only a mitzvah that's negeya for anoshim, for men, not for women. That's brought la'alocha. The Rambam minyan haMitzvahs brings it that it's only a mitzvah, only negeya for men, not for ladies. Memela zokt Reb Kiveger in Tshuvas, that since Noshim are not mechuyev in mitzvahs nesinus Machtes HaShekel, says Reb Kiveger, if that's the case, Noshim are also potter from davening musaf. Potter from davening musaf. Why? Since the carbon musaf was brought from the money, from the Machtes HaShekel was for karbonis. Since it was brought, the Machtes HaShekel was the money for karbonis. And Noshim are potter from Machtes HaShekel. Since the Noshim are potter from Machtes HaShekel, Aybazoya comes out, they're not shaykhet to the karbonis. If they're not shaykhet to the karbonis, they're not shaykhet to the carbon musaf. So maybe they're a potter, they're not shaykhet to the carbon musaf, so they're not shaykhet to davening musaf as well. That's what Rabbi Kiveger says. So Noshim are potter from davening tefillas musaf, because musaf is keneged karbonis. Call it tefillas is neged karbonis, like it's mavur in the Rambam. Tefillas keneged karbonis nesaknu. The Shulchan Aruch brings in its Siman Tzadik Ches. The davening is keneged karbonis, and since the ladies are not nichlal in the karbonis, if they're not nichlal in the karbonis, mamela they're not nichlal in the tefillah of the karbonis as well, which is keneged the karbonis. You might, however, ask me that if they're not nichlal in karbonis, why are they mechuyev in tefillah? Regular tefillah shachris mincha meir, if they are mechuyev, why are they mechuyev? It's kapaskin, they are mechuyev. We're going to speak about it a little later, a little bit more, but they're mechuyev because the Gemara says in Brachas Tavchaf Amid Beis that tefillah is rachmi and nashim also need rachmanis, so therefore they're also mechuyev in davening. And however, musiv is not rachmi, and memel they're not mechuyev. So says Reb Kiveger, since carbon musiv comes from Machtes HaShekel and nashim are not mechuyev in Machtes HaShekel, they're not, women are not mechuyev in davening musiv. the Amudei Oyer asks a shaila on this Reb Kivega that says that Nashim are not mechuyev in Musav because they're not mechuyev in the Karban Musav because they don't bring money, they don't give money for the Karbanis. Frekta Amudei Oyer that even though they didn't bring Karbanis, which means they didn't pay for the Karbanis, they weren't part of the Karbanis, if Karbanis were brought, they were nichlal in the Kapara, just like you're not mechuyev to bring a Karban Oyla. But even though you're not mechuyev to bring a Karban Oyla, if you don't bring, if the Oyla was brought, he's a Kapara, the Fenaseis, Oy Bazoi, so a Musav, a Karban Musav, the same thing also. It's true that Nasham are not mechuyev in the Karban Musav, but even though they're not mechuyev in the Karban Musav, if a Musav was brought, they're nichlal in the Kapara. So if they're nichlal in the Kapara, they should be mechuyev to daven Musav.
You weren't the nichlal in the Mach Shekel that their husbands give.
You're asking, l'chayre, they should be nichlal on what the husband brings, machtes hashekel. You do find many times ishtei kegufay, but since they're not mechuyev, so they don't need it, so the nesina that he's giving is not shaycha b'chlal. If it's something that she's mechuyev, so you're right, ishtei kegufay, in certain scenarios it could accomplish it, and maybe you should accomplish it over here also. But if she's not mechuyev b'chlal, so there's no nesina needed. And the truth is, what we're really discussing now about Musav is that if she's not mechuyev, so then she's not mechuyev in Musav as well. So that, yeah.
She'll have to give a matzah shekel if she wants it. You can always make a donation to Hakdash.
You're asking a good question. Let's get back to it. You're asking, which will be in a gay for tefillah, the tzlach speaks about it, which we'll definitely discuss. But we're going to get back to it, hopefully, also. The shaila is if they're allowed to give a matzah shekel. Mitzvah Seishas Man Karama, we know they could do it. Let's see, we'll get back to it. So let's first, a little later on, we'll discuss about if they're allowed to daven Musav. Very good. So what do we have over here so far? Kivega says that Noshim are potter from Tfilas Musav. Asks them, Amudei Oyer, why are they potter from Musav? Even though they're not allowed to, they don't have to bring a Karban Musav, but they get the Kapara from Karbanis. So if they get the Kapara, they're included in the Karban, even if they didn't pay for it. So if they get the Kapara, they should be Mechuyev as well. Says the Stipler, in Zvachim Simin Dalid, says the Stipler, it's true that they taka get the Kapara. They get the kapara, but that doesn't make them mechuyev in the Karban Musav. So if they're not mechuyev in the Karban Musav, they're not mechuyev to daven Musav. So far we're holding with Reb Kiveger that Nashim are not mechuyev to daven Musav. They're not mechuyev, just like they're not mechuyev in the Karban. They get a kapara, but they're not mechuyev. Reb Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, Kovnerov, asks a different shaila. And he says, Why does Reb Kiveger? If you tell me that Noshim are potter from Machtes HaShekel, therefore the potter from Tfilas Musaf, the same din should be Kahanim, and also men that are under 20 should also be potter from Musaf. Why? Because who brings a Machtes HaShekel? Only if you're from 20 and above. And Kahanim didn't bring. The Mishnah says, it's a Mishnah, Vayter Mishnah, the Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, called Koyin Sheshoikol Einoi Choyte. A Koyin is allowed to bring is allowed to, but he's not Mechuyiv. So Vayter, Kahanim that are not Mechuyiv and Machtes HaShekel should be Potter also from Musav as well. If, like Reb Kivega says, that ladies that are Potter from Machtes HaShekel, Potter from Musav, Kahanim should be Potter, as well as anyone under 20 should be Potter. Musav should only start for someone over 20. So on that part, from 20, under 20, says, there you can answer that L'maisitz Ostili Dechayuva. They'll hit the age of Chiyuv. When they hit 20, they'll be Mechuyiv Samela. They're Mechuyiv before also. We mentioned such a Svara when we had the series of making early Shabbos. We spoke about it also, making Kiddush Erev Shabbos, Asil de Chiyuva. Here, he's Asil de Chiyuva when he turns 20. But a Koyin, L'chayrich come out, that a Koyin is going to be, it should be Potter from Davening Musav, since he's Potter from Machtes HaShekel. So on this Shaila, on this Shaila also the Stipler answers, and he says over there in Simen Dal, and he says the following. there are two parts, call it two dinim, that are negeya to the karbonis of a carbon tzibur, karbonis that are brought in the base of Migdosh. These the machtas ha-shekel that pays for the karbonis. And what means to say is it pays for it is because everybody's supposed to be part of the carbon tzibur. Everybody's supposed to be included in the carbon tzibur. So therefore, there's a din, everybody to give a machtas ha-shekel. And then there's another din, which is a mitzvah in the Torah of bringing a carbon tzibur. To bring a carbon tzibur, which means the carbon tzibur has to come from everybody. So that's a din of machtas ha-shekel. Yeah, everyone gives a machtas ha-shekel to be part of the carbon. But then there's another din, there's a mitzvah of carbon tzibur. Just to understand that it's two separate things. If let's say after everybody gave a machtas ha-shekel, and they ran out of money, there's still a din for Klal Yisrael, for people to give money to be able to bring a carbon tzibur. There's a din of carbon tzibur even without a machtas ha-shekel. And the opposite is also the same. Let's say if they have the bank account is full, they have a lot of money, but there's still a din of machtas ha-shekel, which means let's say somebody gave a lot of money, they have enough money to cover for 5 years of karbonis. Still, there's a din of all of Klal Yisrael to give machtas ha-shekel. So these two parts, there's a machtas ha-shekel part and there's a carbon tzibur. Says the stipler, if that's the case, that these two parts, these are machtas ha-shekel and these also carbon tzibur. Again, these the machtas ha-shekel that everybody has a mitzvah to give machtas ha-shekel to be able to supply for karbonis tzibur, so you should be part of it. And then there's another din, besides the machtas ha-shekel, there's a din that Klal Yisrael has to bring karbonis tzibur, even if the machtas ha-shekel was given already, they ran out of money, there's a din of machtas ha-shekel, of karbonis tzibur. Therefore, kohanim, that even though they're potter from machtas ha-shekel, they don't have to give machtas ha-shekel. But what happens if, let's say, they run out of money, or there's a carbon and only a kohen has the carbon? He's 100% mechuyev to give that carbon, because he's mechuyev in carbon tzibur. Even though he's potter from machtas ha-shekel, he doesn't have to give that yearly machtas ha-shekel, but he's still part of the mitzvah of bringing karbonis tzibur. And since he's still part of the mitzvah of bringing karbonis tzibur, he's still, if they run out of a carbon, he has to give money. And therefore, since he's part of the mitzvah of karbon tzibur, memele, he's also mechuyev, he's mechuyev in a karbon musaf. So therefore, don't ask me that if you pot for a karbon musaf, don't ask me if you're a karbon musaf, if the kohen is potter from machtas ha-shekel, he should be potter from karbon musaf. Because even though he's potter from part one, he's potter from the machtas ha-shekel, but he's still mechuyev in karbon tzibur, so maybe it's mechuyev in a karbon musaf. Masha enkein, noshim, women are potter from both. They're potter from machtas ha-shekel, like we saw the two drashas, ish v'lo isha, or they're not counted. Besides that, they're potter from machtas ha-shekel, they're also potter from karbonis. Why are they potter from karbonis? Because karbonis is a mitzvah sasei shazman grom. You bring karbonis by day, not by night. So mele nashim are potter, which means nashim are potter. They don't have to give machtas ha-shekel, and besides that, they don't have to give machtas ha-shekel. They're also potter from the mitzvah of karbon tzibur. So therefore, since Nashim don't have machtas ha-shekel and they also don't have carbon tzibur, they're kind of locked out. And memeila, they're not mechuyev in the karbonis in neither part. So memeila, when it comes to musaf, says Reb Kiveger, a carbon musaf, Nashim are not going to be mechuyev. And memeila, they're not mechuyev to daven musaf also. So far, we're moving along still with Reb Kiveger, as Reb Kiveger says, that Nashim women are potter from davening musaf. Why are they potter from davening musaf? Because they're not mechuyev in machtas ha-shekel, and they're not mechuyev in karbon tzibur. If they're not mechuyev in either one, they're not mechuyev in karbonis, so they're not mechuyev in karbon musaf. They don't have to daven musaf. There's a reason that the Amud Ha'ar wants to say why that nashim, ladies, should be potter not of the machtas ha-shekel. They should be potter from davening al tzbitzis sasei shazman grama, like we just said. So for that point, the stipler says that no, that it's that musaf also, just like they're mechuyev in all davening because of rachmi, so they technically should be mechuyev also in musaf Musaf is also Rachmi. Why is Musaf Rachmi? It's a davening, a Shabbos davening. The reason why Musaf is also Rachmim is because you say in Musaf, Kachenu b'mitzvah secha. These davening also, the three brachas, the last three brachas, is also Rachmi. Since those brachas, since it's Rachmi, so Mamela, technically they should be Mechuyiv. However, the reason why Lamaisa they're not Mechuyiv, the reason why Nashim are not Mechuyiv is like Reb Kivega says, because they're not Nichlal and Shkalim. So far we see already why the Parsha of Shkalim, which we're going to be reading tomorrow, even though the mitzvah we don't have, but this din comes out of the mitzvah of Shkalim, would come out that Nashim are Potter from Davening Musav. Now let's get back to what Shalom asked in the beginning, Benegeya to the Taka Potter. Ladies are Potter from Davening Musav. Are they allowed to Daven Musav? They want to daven. They want to daven musaf. Are they allowed to daven musaf? So the Tzlach says, the Tzlach is in Brachas Dav Chavav Mer Aleph. The Tzlach says the following. Even though we find by Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama that Nashim are Potter from Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. And even though Nashim are Potter, they're allowed to do the mitzvah. Everybody agrees they're allowed to do the mitzvah. They can be Mekayim the mitzvah. However, these machlekes were showing if they can make the bracha. Taisvus and Kedushin, daf lamar aleph amar aleph. Taisvus says, Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that they're allowed to make the bracha as well. Allowed to make the bracha, even though they're not mechuyev to do the mitzvah, they're not mechuyev to take dalad minim, they're not mechuyev to hear a shofar, it's a mitzvah to say shazman grama. Still, they're allowed to make a bracha. That's Shitas HaTaisvus, and that's the Shita of the Ramah, Tafkuf Pei Tes Yivav. The Ramah, that's the minig of the Ashkenazim, that you can make a bracha. However, the Machaber, it's the Shita Sarambam, the Rambam is in Hilchas Tzitzis, Peir Gimel Alacha Tes, and that's the Das, the Machaber, which the Svar, the Manoyig, that Noshim, when they're potter from Zman Grama, from Mitzvahs, they're allowed to do the Mitzvah, but they can't make a bracha. Why can't they make the bracha? Because they can't say Vitzivanu. Before you do a Mitzvah, you make a bracha, you say Vitzivanu, they can't say Vitzivanu. How could they say Vitzivanu? They're not Mitzvah. So these are machloikis by mitzvah to say shazman grama. If nashim, even though they're allowed to do the mitzvah, could they make a bracha? Says the Tzlach. But when it comes to musaf, they're most definitely allowed to. They're allowed to daven musaf, even though again we said to Reb Kiveger says they're not mechuyev, but they're allowed to daven musaf. Why? Only by mitzvahs these are machloikis. Because how can you say vitzivanu? They're not mitzvah. But davening, what would be the problem? Why should they not be able to daven? So Mela says that Tzlach, that even though Nashim are not Mechuyev and Musaf, they're allowed to daven Musaf. Just on a side note of Maramakam, interesting, it seems like these are Machlokes, the Kaf HaChaim says for the Svardim, because he says even like the Machaber, Kaf HaChaim says, yeah, ladies could daven Musaf, and Rabbi Avadi Yosef has two big tshuvas about it. He doesn't seem so lamaisa, so happy about it, based on what the Svardim, that you don't make a bracha, even though the Tzlach we saw is machalik. He says, mitzvahs, I say, shazman, grama, they can't make a bracha, because they can't say vitzivanu. Davening, what's the problem to be able to daven? Why should they not be able to daven? So we have Reb Kivega says that Nashim are potter from davening musaf. However, says the Tzlach, even though they're potter, they're allowed to daven. Reb Vosner and Shevet Alevi has a little issue when he says, how could they daven since they're not mechuyev? Usually when you're not mechuyev to daven, and you daven, it's called a tefillas nedava. Yeah, tefillas nedava. So here, it's true, says that Tzlach, they're allowed to if they want to, but since they're not mechuyev, it's like a korban nedava, it's a tefillas nedava. And the halacha is, you're not allowed to bring a carbon nedava on Shabbos. You're not allowed to daven a tefillas nedava on Shabbos. So even though you're telling me in mechanics, it makes sense that they're allowed to daven because it's like mitzvah seisei shazman grama, and it's even better. Okay, but it's tefillah, it's a tefillas nedava. So how could, if it's a tefillas nedava, you're not allowed to bring a carbon nedava, a tefillas nedava on Shabbos, so how could they daven musaf? It's not muksa, but like we said before, yes. Like we said, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch say tefillas b'makam karbonis. If it's a makam karbonis, it's a carbon nedava, and I'll bring a carbon nedava. So he says, in Shevet Alevi, he says, Reb Vosner, that Lamaisa, just like the mitzvah says Shazban Grama, if you, when they do it, they're not doing it as they voluntarily want to do it. It's begeder kibul aleim chayva. When they do it as if they're mechuyev. So the Meili says by davening also, they're not mechuyev. Like the Tzlach says, they're not mechuyev or kiveger, but they're allowed to do it. But if they're doing it already, when they do it, it's begeder chiyev, it's begeder chayva. They don't have to do it, but if they do it, they're already, they're allowed, they're, if they're doing it, it's begeder chiyev, a male like a daven. So you're not, so ladies are not mechuyev in musaf, but they're allowed to do it. Once they do it, it's begeder like mechuyev. What? It's not a neder, which means that once they do it, they're a neder that they're going to do it. It's a neder, also a carbon neder, carbon and dava. You only bring what you mechuyev. Carbon is mechuyev, carbon, tamar, shel, boiker. It's not a neder if they daven once. Maybe it's a minute. If they do it a few times, that could kick into a neder. But it's begeder chiyev, which means just like when a lady takes dalet minim. So it's not an adava that being menadav to do it. When they take it already, they take it as of like their mechuyev. So the mele, when they dava musaf, it's as of like their mechuyev and musaf. So if they're mechuyev and musaf, so then they're allowed to bring the carbon musaf, they're allowed to dava musaf, which is b'makam the carbon. So far we have, Reb Kivega says that nashim apotah, the Tzlach says they're allowed to. These are third shita. And that's the Shita's Shaila Meshev. The Shaila Meshev says that ladies are mechuyev and musaf. Ladies are mechuyev to daven musaf like the other tefillas. Aye, why are they mechuyev? B'chari they shouldn't be mechuyev. They're not nichlal amachtes ha-shekel. They're not nichlal in the karbonis and samitzes and shes man grama. Why would they be mechuyev? So he says that since the Shaila Meshev, since musaf comes for Kedushas Hayom for Shabbos, and like the Gemara says, called the Isnu B'Shmira, Isnu B'Zchira. Why are Nashim Mechuyev in Shabbos? Even though it's a mitzvah, say Shazman Grama, the Torah says it's Hukash, just like the Nala be over on Shabbos, the Mechuyev in the Assays. And since Davening Musav is for Kedushas Shabbos, so Mameler, it's included there Mechuyev in Davening Musav because of Kedushas Shabbos. So it's true they're not mechuyev in karbonis and memeler, they're not nichlal, not in the carbon, not in the carbon musiv, but they'll be mechuyev because of the kedusha Shabbos. They'll be mechuyev in the car, in the davening lechayr, in the car, they'll be included in the carbon because they're mechuyev if it comes for kedusha Shabbos. And the same thing is also brought. The Shaila Meshev has a sefer Magen Geboyrim that's a pirush in Shulchan Aruch, and over there also he says that they're mechuyev. So we have a machloikis. Reb Kivega says that nashim apater. We have the Tzlach that goes in between, that even though they're apater, they're allowed to daven. He's not arguing Reb Kivega, he's saying that they're allowed to daven. And then we have the Shita's Shoylem Meshev, which is brought also, he brings it on his Pirush and Shulchan Aruch, that actually nashim are mechuyev. So what's la maisa? What's la halacha? La halacha, the Mishnah Berurah brings a machloikis, and that's what he ends off with. He brings the shitas that say that they're potter. He brings and that these chulkim that say that they're chayiv, and that's what he ends off. So to conclude, we have this mitzvah. We have a mitzvah which we're going to be laning this Shabbos, the mitzvah of shkolim, which is not is a mitzvah only for men above 20. Which really, this shkolim comes for musaf, and therefore nashim ladies should not be included, and therefore it is a tzad that the taka potter from musaf. We see maybe that they're mechuyev for a different reason, because davening musaf is for kedusha Shabbos, which l'chayr should come out that even if they're mechuyev on Shabbos, maybe musaf on Rosh Chodesh, they're not mechuyev, only Shabbos because it's a reason for Shabbos. And then we see that even if we have a machloikis, if they're mechuyev and not mechuyev, we have the Shitas Hatzlach that says they're allowed to daven. Have a good Shabbos.